Welcome, everybody. Hi, the show is starting. I'm your host, Rami Mays. This is a show, Riding with the Queen. On today's show, I picked a very interesting artist that is not as well known for his career as a musician as he is for the songs that he wrote that made others famous. Also underrated on a grand scale as a guitar player. It turns out that he's actually one of my favorite guitar players of all time. And the musician I'm talking about is J.J. Cale. So let's dive into today's show and I'll look at the career of John Weldon Cale. It was 1938 in Oklahoma City, and John Weldon Cale, later to be known as J.J. Cale, was born. He was raised in Tulsa, and by the time he was about 20 years old, he'd already been playing guitar for about 10 years, and he was beginning to learn the art of studio engineering, and he built himself a studio. So that's pretty cool for 20 years old. While he was in school, he joined the Western swing music scene, and by 1959, he was touring with the Grand Ole Opry Road Company. After graduation, though, he was drafted into military service in Illinois, studying Air Force Air Training Command. And though he didn't want to go and he didn't want anything to do with rifles, it was actually, he went into technical training. So it was actually through the technical training that he learned there that really sort of lent him a lot of information about electronics, which he took later into his engineering skill set. And it helped develop the sounds he was making when he recorded. In the early 1960s, he moved with some Tulsa friends. They moved all the way to L.A., and landed some work as a studio engineer. He was performing as well as a songwriter, and he was often playing at places like Whiskey A Go-Go, and this was around the time that he changed his name to J.J. Cale from John Cale, as to not be confused with John Cale of the Velvet Underground. So a little trivial knowledge for you there. A definite turning point in his life was when he recorded one of his own songs. It was the 45 RPM single, that's how they did singles then, of After Midnight. He would hand that out regularly, and especially to his Tulsa friends who were session musicians at that time. But, so, before we go too long into these stories are endless with all these great musicians we always learn about, let's just take a listen to that recording, the single that he released of his song, After Midnight. Again, a lot of people think that that's an Eric Clapton track. It's a J.J. Cale song. And let's take a listen to that 2 minute 1966 track and get in the vibe of the show and the man. After Midnight, here on 101.5 UMFM.
Midnight, we're gonna let it all hang out. After midnight, we're gonna chug another and shout. Gonna stimulate some action, we're gonna get some satisfaction, we're gonna find out what it is all about. After midnight, we're gonna let it all hang out. Shake your tambourine. After midnight, on the big peaches and cream. We gon' cause talk and suspicion. We gon' give an exhibition. We gon' find out what it is all about. After midnight, we gon' let it all hang out.
For tuning in today, we are looking at the career of J.J. Cale. It should definitely be noted at this point that although at the beginning of his career, he started like anyone else did. I mean, you know, he'd try to get gigs and get his songs heard, but over the years, it would become more and more obvious that he was consciously like deflecting the spotlight and preferred to be sort of behind the scenes within this fame that he was having, giving more room to live as he pleased as a musician, but not so much as a performer that was pressured to do and say or be anything. So yeah, there was like, I don't know, just over the years, his character as a person was sort of known for his reclusive behavior. I think for a while in his life, he lived in a trailer that had no telephone, and he was just happy being sort of off the grid. So that's J.J. Cale in a nutshell. So when, you know, when he started actually putting out some tunes, I think he found that he was really enjoying being behind those scenes and just having other people do his songs. He got into that quite a bit, though he still performed. So still in the late 60s, he found himself frustrated with the L.A. scene where he wasn't gaining much success as a songwriter. And not even a lot of gigs, so he wasn't getting many gigs as a performer either. And he was having trouble even making money as the studio engineer. So John Weldon Cale just sold his guitar and he moved right back to Tulsa. This now was around the time, it wasn't before long, when he started playing with his friend in a band called Don White. And I looked up Don White. I was trying to find out a lot about him. I had never heard of him before. But it's really hard to find anything recorded of his online. You could stream a couple things, but there's nothing really you could sort of buy or anything like that. Once I started listening to him, I could really hear the kinship that J.J. Cale and him had stylistically. And little did they realize at the time that they were creating a sound amongst others for the area that would later be called the Tulsa Sound. And it's like a thing, right? The Tulsa Sound is a musical style which mixes rockabilly, country, rock and roll, and blues. Tulsa artists, that sound also include there's J.J. Cale, Jimmy Junior Markham, Leon Russell, Elvin Bishop, Don White, and many others. I would like to play you some Tulsa Sound tunes here now. I did manage to find a version of Don White covering a J.J. Cale called Sensitive Kind. It's just like a house concert live recording that he did not that long ago, actually. And then we'll hear some Elvin Bishop, some Leon Russell, and we'll throw in a sweet J.J. Cale tune called Friday. So here's a quick review of the Tulsa Sound on Riding with the Queen.
Don't take her for granted. She has a hard time.
I know you will find there ain't nothing like. Yeah. but she cooled me without words. And she comes so sweet and softly, my humming bird. And have you heard that I thought my life had ended? And I find that it's just begun. Cause she gets me where I live. I give her all I have to give. I'm talking about that humming bird. And love well, too much for words to say. When I see her in the morning sleeping, it's too little that you love me too, my lucky day. Hummingbird, don't fly away.
Thank you. I had my pay on Wednesday, I'd hang out the hump days gone. Thursday, you know I feel better, I can see the end inside. Think I'll write myself a letter, help myself through the night. Friday evening, come on Friday, it's been too long. Friday evening, come on Friday, I wanna go home. Friday evening, come on Friday, it's been too long. Friday evening, come on Friday, I wanna go home.
JJ Cale. That song I've actually heard Righteous Like locally here do quite a bit. And also, I didn't realize for a long time that the song Hummingbird that Leon Russell did, I'd heard B.B. King do it a lot, but it's actually a Leon Russell song, so that's pretty cool too. It was around 1970 when things changed for JJ Cale. It was said that he was in his car, of all places, just listening to the radio when he heard a cover version of Eric Clapton doing his song After Midnight. It was on Clapton's debut 1970 album. That must have been pretty wild. Like, not only are you just in your car listening and your song comes on, but you're in your car listening and Eric Clapton singing your song. So that would be kind of cool. It finally sort of qualified Cale as a songwriter and continued him on the path that led to many more songs written and many more great performers covering his material. That's sort of his claim to fame in his life, if you haven't picked up on that yet, that J.J. Cale's life was pretty much his songs that other people did that put him on the map all over the place. Right, so it started to capitalize on the fact that there was his song was being played by Eric Clapton. He decided to record an album himself, an album called Naturally, and it's actually a really great album full of great songs. He had an early sense for some reason to use like drum machines and weird sort of things like that weren't that common then. But still somehow this unconventional mix that he would have, the way he studio engineered it, lent itself to be just a timeless sound. And a lot of people also don't realize that After Midnight and another one of Clapton's hits called Cocaine, which I'm sure you've heard lots, were actually written by J.J. Cale. So let's hear Eric Clapton's version of Cocaine, along with a track from J.J. Cale's album Naturally, a song that was you might recognize as well because it was made famous by Lynyrd Skynyrd's cover of it. It's a song called Call Me the Breeze. So we're going to hit Cocaine and then Call Me the Breeze here on 101.5 UMFM.
If you wanna get down on the ground. cocaine.
Young, among many, many famous musicians, was huge, like, a huge fan of J.J. Cale's. And in his biography that came out much later, Neil Young says, of all the players I ever heard, it's got to be Jimi Hendrix and J.J. Cale who are the best electric guitar players. Those are big words. I mean, we're talking about the all-time best electric guitar players. And I know that, like, J.J. Cale's style wasn't the wanker sort of Jimi Hendrix giver, but it's about his simplicity and his passive approach that I think really impressed Neil Young. So I wanted to spin a Neil Young song, but I was just trying to, like, find one that would exemplify maybe the influence that J.J. Cale had on his guitar playing or his sound. The best that I came up with so far, anyway, was one of my favorite tracks. It's an incredible song. It's called Everybody Knows This Is Nowhere. But it does have the slight reminder of the Tulsa laid-back vibe, with the electric guitar sort of predominantly being key to the song and sort of on top. So here's Neil Young on Ride It With the Queen.
I think I'd like to go back home and take it easy. There's a woman that I'd like to get to know, living there. Everybody seems to wonder what it's like down here. I gotta get away from this day-to-day.
running around. Everybody knows this is nowhere. Every time I think about back home, it's cool and breezy. I wish that I could be there right now, just passing time. Everybody seems to wonder what it's like down here. I gotta get away from this day-to-day running around. Everybody knows this is nowhere.
Great track. Though as I'd been explaining that J.J. Cale didn't have as much success with his own songs and albums as he did with others recording and performing his songs, there are a list of musicians who put J.J. Cale's songs on the map. But one of those songs he did well with on his own was a song that actually hit the number 2 on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100 chart. And it was in 1972, J.J. Cale's song Crazy Mama was recognizable and respected. In the 2005 documentary film To Tulsa and Back, which is about him, Cale recounts the story of being offered the opportunity to appear on Dick Clark's American Bandstand to promote the song. And of course, that's a big thing. And he, you know, he knew that. It obviously would have moved his album and his songs higher in the charts. But in typical J.J. Cale style, he declined when he was told he wasn't allowed to bring his band and that the taping would just be a lip sync. And I dig that. I have to say, if you know anything about me, he just wouldn't go for it. He wouldn't compromise. It was no BS, no selling out. And I really dig that. I mean, sometimes you just have to put your foot down and not do something that you don't think sort of suits your style, right? So I like that about him. So let's hear that track now, Crazy Mama, and follow it up with a couple of other performers covering J.J. Cale songs. I found a great copy of Tom Petty covering 13 Days, as well as Captain Beefheart doing Same Old Blues. So let's do that. Sit back, relax, enjoy some more J.J. Cale tunes.
One, two, three, four. Crazy mama, where you been so long? Crazy mama, where you been so long? Thank you.
us all around. We got two girls dancing to bring in a crowd. The sound man to mix us, make us sound loud. Sometimes we make money, sometimes I don't know. There's 13 days with 5 to go. Well, it was Birmingham, Mobile, then up to Baton Rouge. We're smoking cigarettes and reefers, drinking coffee and booze. I saw the sun go down in Atlanta, come up in New Orleans. I got to know a waitress, I tried to get in her jeans. Sometimes we make money, sometimes I don't know. There's 13 days with 5 to go. The name of this band. Wherever in your town, come see us if you can. Yeah, we've been to New Orleans, and we've been to New York. Some take to magazines, some take to dope. Sometimes we make money, sometimes I don't know. There's 13 days, with 5 to go. There's 13 days with 5 to go.
Okay, I'm gonna do this song for you here. Rarely ever do this song. I think we did it once.
mean? Gonna hide out. Ain't talking to you. And I ain't coming out. Yes, I heard the rumor. Tell me, where does it end? It's the same old blues. It's the same old blues again.
Captain Beefheart, love that guy, love that band. After a while, Cale moved to California when his albums weren't doing well again. He decided to spend the 80s in that trailer that I was telling you about, that trailer with no telephone, shacked up with his wife, Christine Lakeland, who actually performed a lot on his albums with him. She's a female voice you hear in a lot of his music. When he was asked what he spent the 80s doing, he actually, his quote was, mowing the lawn and listening to Van Halen. So I hope that's true, because I just like picturing that being true. But I think that he's being a little coy maybe in that statement. The part that surprises me, though, is that one of my favorite J.J. Cale albums of all time didn't chart very well at all. It was his 1982 album, Grasshopper. It has so many great songs on it. So how we're going to finish up the show today is with some music. And I'd like to kick back and hear Devil in Disguise off the album Grasshopper, which features his wife, Christine. And they sing the entire song together. And it's truly, it's one of my favorite J.J. Cale songs. He wrote that song actually with Roger Tillison, a longstanding friend of Cale's from back in the old Tulsa days. Before we head into our last set of music, I would be amiss not to mention that we did lose J.J. Cale in July of 2013 to a heart attack. But, you know, it's almost like sometimes maybe when you have that much soul, you have to sort of sacrifice some heart or something. Like, it almost doesn't surprise me that some of the most soulful people in the whole world, just their heart can't handle it almost. So outside of hearing Devil in Disguise, Let's Spin, Love Has Been Gone. And that's from his album that follows Grasshopper called Shades. And I'd also like to hear some more covers of J.J. Cale songs done by other performers. So let's finish the show off with two other tracks. Mark Knopfler covering J.J. Cale's song Someday. And then we'll close the show with Dr. Hook covering J.J. Cale's song Clyde. So thanks so much for joining me today. And I really appreciated the phone call I just got in between songs. Or in between my sets. When you're just listening to music here, it's just like, call in anytime. 269-8636 269 UMFM. Say hi to me. Let me know you're listening. And that just happened, and it was wonderful. So, yeah, until next week, I'm going to try and feature Joan Jett next week. That's my plan. So, yeah, until next week, you've been riding with the Queen. Down.
so hurt. Someday she's coming back, I know. Goodbye. I was stuck with those lonely nights. You know what I mean? It's always the same. Ain't no medicine for that kind of pain. Someday comes and goes away, bringing me a better day.
On the porch, ain't got no shoes.